So for a lot of people out there, it's cold right now in a lot of places. And you may be thinking, I would love to go somewhere warm. Perhaps Florida, where Disney World or Universal is, or really anywhere. But if you're kind of thinking this, and or, you know, after the holidays, you're thinking you just want to get away from your family and everybody else because you've been around them too much, then you should think about heading on a vacation. And if you are thinking about that, you should check out Zippity Doodah Travel. It's the travel company Jamie and I use to plan all our stuff. We literally just message our agent, and she takes care of it. It makes our lives 10 times easier, and we get asked that a lot. We use it all the time. Our agent, she's fantastic, and we put her to work, and it works really well. So, again, if you're thinking about going on a trip, head to travelwithzip.com. There's a little form there you can fill out. Just fill out really quickly whatever information that you have about your whatever trip you want to take, or if you just want to know any deals going on, we'll post deals on that page as well, but any current deals at Disney, Universal, or Disney Cruise Line has, put it in there. And once you submit that, Zip will get in touch with you, and they'll get you hooked up with an agent and basically just help you walk through and plan a great trip. And the great part is it doesn't cost you anything. So you don't pay any extra. There's no additional fees. I know some agencies have been doing that lately. There's none with Zip. So they will basically just – it's like a free travel assistant. And especially if you're going to go to Disney, it's a lot of new stuff at Disney – a lot of different things to do. It makes your life much easier to have somebody on your side that does that. Our agents nabbed us Oga's, Cantina reservations before, Topolino's, all sorts of things. So they can help make your trip much better by getting you reservations and for certain things that, you know, you just maybe can't get on your own because you can't do it during the day and things like that. So again, go to travelwithzip.com, fill out that form. And if you book at least a 3-night package through that link, you'll also get some extra goodies. So we will actually send you a free shirt from us or a candle. I suppose it's up to you which one you would like. And we'll also give you $10 in shop credit. And Zip Travel will actually leave you a gift at your hotel that you can pick up and just help add to your trip. So I hope you go check them out. Like I said, we love them. We use them. And they can not only make your life much easier, they can save you a lot of money as well. They can kind of compare prices and you can kind of get deals, and you can get existing, if you got AP discounts, if you have Florida resident discounts, they can apply those as well. So again, go to travelwithzip.com. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jared. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I am not prepared for Christmas mentally. I don't know.
I mean, I'm getting there.
It's all happening too fast.
That is true.
I know I say this a lot. Someone turned the dial a little too quick. I'm like, how is it already? But anyways.
Yeah. I mean, so yesterday... Well, for us yesterday, like the 21st, it was the first day of winter and it got colder here.
Do you want to dare tell people how cold it got here?
No, I don't. It was chilly.
It was like 60.
Fine. Okay. But we was getting to like the 40s and stuff.
You have become a Floridian because now you're cold when it's like 50.
My blood is thinner. That's true. But yeah, I'm excited for Christmas and I'm excited for our kids have Christmas, and I've got all the presents wrapped just about. I think I have maybe one or two left, but I'm getting excited. All the yummy food. And
yes, I'm looking forward to Christmas, but I'm not looking forward to so we're going back to Missouri for a week Christmas. So it's like, yeah, the day after Christmas we're leaving, and that's a long drive. So I'm not really looking forward to that part, but it'll be nice, yeah, being back to see family. So we'll be there, sure, for about a week. So this is going to, yeah, be the last show of the year.
Yes.
We'll probably do some live streams on Club 32.
We'll try.
Yeah. But we will have, I suppose this could be like a bonus episode. So there's that app, the Wisdom app. They contacted us. And so we're going to do it's kind of like Clubhouse, like a live stream where it's just audio, but you can join us on there where we can bring people on, like a caller into a show. And we're going to, I don't know, we'll go live for like an hour or so and just chat. So that'll be the 28th at, it'd be 7 Eastern, it'll be 8 Central Time. So that's what we will do then. So you have to, I believe it's for iPhone only, but it's the Wisdom app. And in the show notes, there's a link on to where you can follow us on there. And then when we go live, you'll get notified. So, yeah, okay. So that'd be fun. So it's an interesting thing to, because we've been trying out some different stuff, you know, outside of Facebook and stuff like that anyway. So if it turns out to be something that's fun and cool, we may do more of those. So that's something on there. But so we're going to do this, some of the top news stories from the year and then some of our personal favorites from this past year that we're going to talk about.
On our Disney trips, yes.
Yes. But before we do that, we just want to remind you real quick to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Capture Magic Universal Show, which is where we talk about Universal Studios. We can catch on this feed and its own feed as well. That's at least once a month. And we have Trip Tales with Jamie. That's her Trip Report show. And just came out with an episode on there. When you guys are hearing this now, it'd be yesterday. That's a two-parter. So you go check that out. That's always a fan favorite there. So mm-hmm. That's now twice a month. And if you want more content and early access to content, like early access to Trip Tales, plus Club 32 exclusive shows like Distery, Cool Kids Kitchen, where we do a live stream of a Disney dish, Club 32 Speakeasy, where I go live on the back porch and just hang out and chat with people, in-park live streams, C-Team Apparel discounts, 19-1 Candle Company discounts, and a bunch of other stuff, you can join Club 32. So it helps us to continue to grow the show, fund the network, do all the stuff we do, but you also get a bunch of content in return, so we feel like it's a pretty good trade-off. So if you want to join there, you can go to ctmvip.com, and if you do a yearly option, you get a free t-shirt, or if you want to do monthly, you can also do a free trial, you just try it out there. But yeah, so Club 32 is always a good time, and you're also a private Facebook group, all sorts of cool stuff there. So again, go to ctmvip.com and check that out. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. And all right, that's all I got. So let's go over the top news stories for the year.
Yes.
If that's okay with you.
Just news in general. And
Disney news.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So how many, what do we got here? 12 of them?
Yeah. And we can kind of elaborate or add to this list. It was just kind of the ones that I picked out as being the top.
Sorry.
News. That's okay.
I was going to say, I love elaborating.
You do. You're a talker.
It's a fun thing.
Yep.
All right. What is the first news story that we're going to discuss?
Well, the biggest news of 2021 for Disney was Disney World turning 50.
It's weird. Disney hasn't mentioned much about it, but yeah.
Only every 5 seconds. So officially, Disney World turned 50 on October 1st, and there's an 18-month-long celebration that started that day, and it's going to continue on until, March of 2023 or something, I think is when it is.
If this was a human being, we'd be like, calm down.
But, I mean, all the stuff that they're doing, the new fireworks show, Enchantment, Beacons of Magic on all the parks, Harmonious at Epcot, the Kite Tales show at Animal Kingdom, the merchandise. The merchandise. There's so much merch. The special foods, the special meals that they have at restaurants, the special cavalcades, the characters at the resorts now. I mean, on and on and on. Everything is just saturated with the 50th stuff. So personally, I like it. I like that they're making a big deal out of it. I did expect something more on the actual day. But that it didn't quite happen that way. But I'm anxious to see what they do going forward, because they can't just do exactly what they've been doing for 18 months. They're gonna have new stuff. So some of the food, I just saw this today. Some of the food options that they have now will be retiring in a couple of weeks, and they're gonna have something even newer stuff come out.
It's the party that never ends.
It's the party that never ends.
They'll keep the 50th going till the 55th.
Right.
And they're just rolling a new party.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Just keep that going, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
I feel like that's the biggest one.
I mean, the day of stuff, I wasn't too shocked that they have a lot there, because it's just like a very, in the grand scheme of things on their end, it's a very small group of people to plan a bunch of stuff for versus they just can, I don't know. I think their whole take was you're here, that's enough.
I mean,
the new fireworks show, maybe sure. That was part of it.
I mean, we talked about it. When we did the episode about it, but it was very easy to get on rides that day. Everybody was in line for merchandise or popcorn buckets.
Oh, it ruined our daughter for waiting in lines, because we rode Barnstormer right. 7 times straight and just walked on everything. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
So, I mean, like, we had a great time, though. And, you know, we keep seeing the 50th stuff because there is so much to take in from that.
Yes.
You know, so we're still experiencing it. And, you know, I think it's great. I think it's great.
Will you think it's great in a year when they're still celebrating it?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I like it now, and I'm sure I'll just get used to it, you know, in the next year. I don't know. We'll see.
Alrighty. the next one we've got is where Fast Passes went bye-bye.
They went bye-bye.
And we said hello to Genie Plus.
That's right. And, I mean, jury's still out on the feelings of it, I think. I mean, we've tried it once. We've only been able to experience once. But I feel like we know enough people and we hear enough, like, you know, firsthand experience about using Genie Plus that there are some flaws.
It's very hot or cold.
Yeah, there are some flaws. There are some good things, but it is an adjustment since it's a paid fast pass system. So you're having to pay for it. Plus you're in competition with everybody else that is booking on the same day. Whereas like when you used to book fast passes out 60 days out, I feel like, yeah, you still had to book that 60 days out like really, really quickly, but you were guaranteed those three,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. Whereas now with Genie Plus, there may be some days where you can get like one, depending on how busy it is.
Yeah, you know? I think they'll eventually adjust. They'll have to adjust that eventually to where it can sell out, because it doesn't make any sense that they can just be sold, you know, basically all day long. But
sure.
I will say one thing that did help them introducing that would, I think there wasn't much, I mean, there was a lot of people moaning and groaning about it, but everyone was expecting it because FastPass had been gone since basically 2019.
Yeah.
Like they hadn't been brought back. I think if you had FastPass in place and then they did the switch then, I think you would have had a lot of more pushback and people being mad versus, you know, it was kind of like everyone saw something coming. Yeah, and like, so,
you're going to do it now, you're going to change it.
I mean,
now.
I think at least for the most people like us and people that go to Disney a lot, we just already expected, like, there's going to be a paid version. Didn't know what it would look like. And, you know, so obviously Disney World seems to have gotten off, it depends on who you talk to, you know, hot or cold start. Disneyland's got off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was a big one for the year. But next one is annual passes came back. Structure different, and then they went away too. But
yes, so they stopped selling annual passes back in March of 2020 when the parks reopened in July of 2020. They did not start selling them again, which everyone was kind of upset about because there are a lot of people that would like to buy annual passes. They did not start selling them again to new customers, to new guests until September. Was it September?
Yeah,
I believe, of 2021. And then they stopped selling annual passes a few weeks ago. So you could buy them for like 2.5 months.
They were like the parents that finally came through with like, we're going to take it away from you. Because it was like, we got the right to take these away. And everyone's like, what? And then they're like, all right, they're gone. They're like, oh no.
And as we discussed in the show where we talked about this news story specifically, is it came down to in Disneyland especially, they were overselling the passes there, and the availability for park passes was so terrible that people were just getting angry and like not able to actually go to Disney.
Do you think that's the reason for Disney World though?
I think part of it, and it may be part of, they want to push people to buy day tickets.
See, I think that's more of it. I think my guess is they had an internal number of how many season or annual passes they would like to have.
Yeah.
And then that pushes everybody else to get the day passes.
I don't think that was the main reason, but I mean, it could be one of the smaller reasons.
I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, they never gave a reason.
Yeah. But it's assumed that they'll start reselling them sometime in like close to the new year. So hopefully that happens.
You would assume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're trying to do that so they, when they reopen it, they get a big rush of people buying them because it's I mean, it's almost like it's a marketing tactic of creating demand because you don't know how long it's going to be around.
Yeah.
But sure. Kind of like what they used to do with the Disney Vault. Remember they used to just release the movies randomly and just.
That's right. They put them back
in the
vault.
They're doing the annual pass vault. Just gonna, we're going to open the vault up for 2 months and everyone just rushes to buy them. But
there you go.
All right. The next one we have is that Ratatouille in France had new areas open up.
Yeah. So we knew that in the beginning of 2021 that Ratatouille was basically done.
Yeah.
The ride was done and just sitting there. And instead of opening it when it was done, they sat on it until October 1st, which is fine. It's their ride, whatever. The new France Edition area where Ratatouille was located in the La Creperie back there was located.
And for those that may not, if you're new, it is an Epcot in the World Showcase.
It's an Epcot in the France area. And that that opened, I want to say, was it March? Or was it later than that? It must have been later.
It was later than that.
Okay. So it was open for a few months before the actual ride opened, but it was nice to kind of have a new addition to Epcot when it's under construction so bad in Future World. So
I mean, it's nice to have that. I will say the crepes are not that great. I don't really think that's controversial.
The crepes are not grapes.
What?
Get it? Like, the crepes aren't great. Crepes aren't.
It sounded like you just said just crepes aren't grapes.
Yeah, I did say grapes, but that's you know what I meant.
I know what you were going for.
Sorry, okay, fine. Sorry.
But yeah. Anyways, I mean, it's a good try.
Thanks.
No, I haven't talked to anybody that loves the crepes there. Again, we did a cool kids kitchen for Club 32 where we made crepes, and hand on the Bible, I think ours were better.
Mm-hmm. They were really good.
And I'm not, and mind you, that was the first time I ever made crepes. Yeah. So I don't think I'm a crepe prodigy.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that wouldn't that be evil? That was my one skill. Like my prodigy is making a French dish. I'm like, that'd be my nightmare.
It's ironic for you.
The French are recruiting me and I'm like, no. But yeah. So, I mean, it's a cool area back there, but yeah. Hopefully the crepes improve. Mm-hmm. We'll say, but. All right, the next one is another addition to Epcot happened, which was Space 220 opened up, which we haven't got to experience yet.
Still not done that yet, but everything we hear is that it's a great experience and it's very popular.
I've heard mixed. I mean, I've heard some people come away really impressed and other people saying, like, on the food. I mean, I've heard the visuals and things are really cool. But again, we haven't experienced it, so I can't speak to it firsthand, so. I'm basically just repeating rumors that have been told to me.
Well, remember it was delayed in opening and delayed and delayed and delayed. And when it finally opened, people were just like, let us eat there. You know.
Were there people outside yelling that?
Let us in. Yep.
I mean, we did get in line for this
one day. I don't
want
to talk about this anymore. It makes me so upset.
And when we waited in line for an hour and a half or so, and then they came out right when it was going to open and say that the lounge area wasn't going to be open, which... They could have said that like an hour and a half before, but...
They weren't taking walk-ups for the lounge, which is what we were wanting.
Yeah.
And then they did.
So a group of people in. They burned down Space 220. I think that's what happened.
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard after we left. There's a real raucous out there. All right, the next one we have is the... And this one's actually pretty funny to me. But it's the Star Cruiser slash... Okay, Star Cruiser... sort of opening where you can book it, and the Star Cruiser slash controversy that has happened... from the now deleted off the internet video that they released.
Right. So let me explain it before you go into it. So the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, like the hotel, is set to open March of 2022. So you could start booking it back in, I think, October was the earliest you could book it. And they announced it months before that this was going to happen. We were building this. Everyone was so excited, so like amped up for it. So people started booking right away in October. And then what did they start doing? Mid-November? End of November? They started promoting it, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought I was on a quiz I hadn't studied for. I was like,
No. So the promotions turned out to be not so great.
They released a video a couple weeks ago with the Goldbergs kid, and it was like, I'm assuming this was a promo video.
Right.
But there's not it's not open yet. So a lot of stuff they were talking about was showing like promo art. And then the one thing they did show was a very awkward. Okay. For instance, for me personally, I hate when people sing at me. Mm-hmm. Like if someone wants to serenade me, that is like my worst nightmare. I'll tell you everything you need to know. Like if I'm being interrogated, but it was like this weird singing scene in the bar.
Right.
But the whole thing was just weird. And I'll, you know, however you may feel about it, the internet didn't particularly accept this video very well.
No, they
to
did
the
not.
Point where Disney deleted it, mm-hmm. and people now, whether or not this is directly because of the video or not, there were a lot of cancellations after that video came out. So mm-hmm. one could assume maybe they saw that video and thought, "Yeah, I'm not paying $5,000 or whatever it is to do this."
Right,
but,
right.
But I think the thing, I watched that video again. There's a scene in that video where he's doing something, and I can't remember the kid's name from the place Goldberg, and he just goes, "Wow." And just, it's this really awkward scene of him like staring at something that was supposed to be pretty amazing, and it really wasn't. And I was like, why is he like, it seemed, I don't know, it's just very awkward, but
yeah.
It wasn't met with praise. It's one of those videos, I don't know how that got out of like, somebody approved it.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I wonder if it got approved without them knowing, be like, what did you release? Like, that wasn't supposed to come out for 3 months. But anyways. But yeah, that's still ongoing. I mean, if you watch any of the Star Wars fan areas of the internet, none of them are happy about it.
Right.
So, I mean, granted, they're not usually a happy bunch of people sometimes. But, you know, it's interesting, though. But anyways.
Yes.
All right. The next one we have is the ending of the Magical Express.
Yep. I want to say it was back in January.
It was early on, yeah.
They announced that the Magical Express would be ending its run December 31st, 2021. So there's only a few more days left until, and that's ending forever. So that was kind of a bummer because a lot of people relied on that for transportation from the airport and to the airport after their trip. Mm-hmm. So they do have a couple options that will be coming on board. And I think one of them is already running. I think, is Mears Connect running
already?
Yeah,
Mears Connect's been running for a while.
Okay, so Mears is offering an option, but you have to pay for it. It's not going to be free, like with Magical Express. And then there's one that was announced yesterday called Sunshine Flyer. And it is... It says, we're incredibly excited to launch the Sunshine Flyer and give Disney guests the chance to kickstart their vacation with a fun, unique travel experience from TMS. And it's basically just like Magical Express, only these buses look like trains.
I do
which
think
is
that's
fun.
I do think that's an interesting take. Because, I mean, if you know anything about Walt Disney, like he was really big into trains.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like unique, especially for like kids and stuff like that.
And the buses will have a bathroom, USB chargers, 3-point seat belts, so you can put a car seat in these seats now.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. And so you head to travel, you can book your tickets online and receive a QR code. They'll scan when you get to the airport and then go through the lines and everything. Mm-hmm. So it will begin February 1st, 2022.
What's the pricing on it?
So the pricing is $17 each way. For adults and $12.50 for each child each way. So it's $34. It's not terrible in pricing. So like if you had a family of four, you know, you're looking at, you know, $120 for two kids and two adults.
Yeah.
Round trip. So I mean, yeah, it's more than spending, you know, more than you want to spend for Magical Express, but it is an option. Because a lot of people were like, well, if I don't want to use Mears, then I'll have to rent a car or use Uber. So there's still like a lot of options out there. It's just that this is just another one because I'm sure it's going to be crazy for the airport to find enough people to do it.
Yeah. Well, for instance, Mears Connect is, I thought it was more than this, but it's 16 per adult one way, $13.50 per child, and then round trip it's $32 per adult and $27 per child. So they're in the same ballpark together. The thing about this that's interesting to me is this is ripe for some, and I don't know what they would have to do to come into the airport. There may be some things around that, but you could have a new company come in and really like say if they offer this like $10 per person or something like that, could really take a dent. So I'll be interested to see how this plays out in the future going in. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, for us, it's weird. We used Magical Express so much before we moved to Florida, and now we haven't used it in years. But I do know how much of a, like, how nice that was to have, where, especially with little kids, like, you can just come in. You don't have to worry about renting a car and having your car seat and stuff like that. You could just get on the bus, get into the Disney bubble, and then you start. Your trip started at the airport.
Yeah.
Essentially. So, yeah, we'll see. I still think it's one of those things where I was a bit miffed when they kind of ended that, but we'll see how it goes. But
yeah.
All right. The next story we have about some of the biggest stories of 2021 is Gideon's at Disney Springs opened and was very popular.
Yeah. So technically it opened at the end of 2020, but not grand opening.
Right.
So I'm counting this as a 2021.
It was a soft opening.
Yeah. But it is wildly popular. It is the busiest, you know, quick service pickup place in Disney Springs now. And regularly has a line, and there's a virtual queue set up. I mean, you're talking, if you're on a busy day, if you're there at a busy day, hours to be called back from your virtual queue time to get in line to get cookies.
Yeah.
So I added this because, like, it's one of those things where people are like, oh, man, you got to go to Disney, get Gideon's. You know what I mean? It's like a thing now.
Yeah. Okay, do you think Gideon's is worth the hype?
So personally, and I've talked about this before, is I'm not a big fan of chocolate chips, like a lot of chocolate chips in my cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So I only really like the coffee cake one.
Yeah.
And if I did get like a chocolate chip one, I would actually pick some of the chocolate chips out. It's just too much chocolate.
See,
do you think it's worth $6 a cookie? I mean, they're real big.
They are big.
So I don't know.
I think their cake is better than their cookies personally. And right. I'm not saying this to suck up. I think your chocolate chip cookies are better than theirs.
Thank you, sir.
Personally, because Jamie makes a mean chocolate cookie.
Thank you, sir.
But I'm also not a huge sweets person. So for me, I like the red velvet cake a lot. But I mean, virtual queue makes it, like, if you're going to be at Disney Springs for a bit, like, you know.
Not okay, a big put deal.
Yeah, but if it was like camp out in line for an hour or two for a cookie, I'd be like, no. Like,
right.
But
yeah, this is way better, the virtual queue.
I haven't tried
sure.
the coffee yet.
Mm-hmm. Like, they have
I need
cold
to try. I've heard a lot of people say it's good, but I haven't tried it yet. But yeah, so that's there.
That's popular. There.
Yeah, so. All right, the next one we have is, this wasn't in the parks related, but this was Disney Plus related, which was WandaVision was a huge hit, as well as other Marvel TV shows. And then you had Spider-Man, Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Shanghai, like Shanghai Noon.
Black Widow.
With Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan.
No.
I think that was that movie. Black Widow came
out.
Yeah,
I mean, there's WandaVision came out in January. Falcon Winter Soldier came out in March. Loki came out in June, and then Hawkeye started this past November.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, super solid Marvel TV shows, like, all of them were just great. Obviously WandaVision is my favorite, and then I like Loki because time travel, right? But I think I know Loki's getting a second season. WandaVision is not. That was like a one and done thing.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon and Winter Soldier is, yes,
I believe so.
Okay, and then I don't know about Hawkeye yet. We haven't watched all of it yet, so
yeah, we haven't finished.
We're in the process, but that, along with the movies that came out, where they're kind of start building back up, going back into the theaters and getting more people to buy movie tickets and stuff.
Well, Spider-Man's broken a ton of records.
Gosh, Spider-Man,
so, which we will get to see when we're in Missouri. So.
Yes.
I have thus far been able to avoid spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We're seeing it on New Year's Eve.
Do we have tickets yet?
We do.
Okay. I was going to say. Because I remember I told you the other day we should get tickets. And you're like, no, we can wait. And I was like, that's a big mistake.
No, I bought them. I was like, I'm not going to. It's one of the, you reserve your seats and everything.
We're going with your sister?
Yeah.
And her husband? Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to Alamo?
Yes.
Okay. That works.
I have it all figured out.
I figured
all
you did.
Figured out,
I figured
guy.
You did. I just
yes.
I have an unpopular opinion, though, about the Marvel shows. I do enjoy. Like, WandaVision was really good. Loki was really good. Falcon Winter Soldier was okay.
It's because you love some Steve Rogers.
It wasn't even that. It was the right. It was okay. It wasn't the best one.
Okay.
Hawkeye, thus far, obviously we haven't finished it, so I can't say anything about it yet. But I don't think any of them are still as good as Daredevil season one. Or Punisher season one on Netflix. Personally,
ugh.
I think if you want to take Punisher out, Daredevil season one to me was probably the best Marvel show that's been out.
Mm.
And recently, this isn't our stuff, but Kevin Feige came out and said Charlie Cox, who played Daredevil, is a part of the MCU now.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a chance that the Daredevil show could wind up on Disney Plus, which I would be a huge fan of. So
I still liked WandaVision the most.
WandaVision, I mean, it was interesting.
Fight me.
Well, okay. I will say WandaVision was unique.
so unique
and different. But I will say the rewatchability of it is pretty low.
Once I don't care.
You're getting very
involved. I am mad about it. I don't care, man.
I just want you to know I'm nobody, everybody listening, I'm not forcing you to watch things against your will.
No way. It's
Jamie's rhetoric here. I'm like, I enjoy this show. I hate you.
Like, I didn't say that.
I mean, you didn't say it, but you. Anyways, that was just honest. That was something I was thinking. Like, I still love Daredevil season one. That was on Marvel, but
yeah.
That's just my opinion, though.
But we have yet to see the Eternals.
Yeah, we haven't seen Shang-Chi either.
Shang-Chi.
We have small children, okay? We don't make it out much.
We will definitely get to see
it. If it's not on Disney Plus where we can watch it at home, it's going to be a bit before we get to see it.
Yeah.
We'll review it in 3 years.
Yes. Probably. Hopefully sooner than that.
Shang-Chi review in 2025. Here's our thoughts.
Oh, no.
all right. Next story we have is Magic Mobile was announced and set up park.
Yeah. Set up the park entry into the parks on your phone or Apple Watch. You can charge your Apple Watch now. Like, kind of functions just like a Magic Band, kind of.
Almost exactly.
Pretty much. But it's a whole system within your My Disney Experience app, and it kind of made things a little bit easier.
Well, I can tell you, since we moved down here, I got in the habit a few times where we came to Disney and I just didn't have my Magic Bands on me.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out really well for me because I use my phone about 95% of the time now.
Yeah.
To get it. Now, the thing I didn't try on when we tested Genie Plus, can you use that for the Genie Plus Lightning Lanes?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't.
I used my Apple Watch for that.
Okay. Yeah. I had my Magic Band on me then, so I didn't try it. But yeah, I mean, I use it probably. It's rare that I actually have a Magic Band anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I still have mine. Like, I got a 50th one just to, like, as a souvenir, but I do use that just because I have it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's kind of streamlined everything, make it easier all in one place now. So
yeah,
it's very good.
And it gives you a good backup in case you forget
True.
Stuff and you can just use your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, next story we have is return of early entry and extending evening hours in the parks.
Yep. So with the shutdown of the parks and everything, we also lost extra magic hours and for evening and morning. And so they brought them back in a different format, if you will, where it was 30 minutes early entry for park guests or for hotel guests. And then for deluxe and DVC, you got extended evening hours on certain days of the week. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit different. 30 minutes at the beginning of the day is not enough time to do more than like one thing.
But they recently announced they're going to extend it to an hour.
They extended it to an hour,
which I think
starting
is great.
A couple days ago until January 3rd, because of the crowds and trying to get enough people into the parks early on and
right
stuff. But hopefully they keep the hour long.
It should be an hour
early entry. I would like that.
I mean, perspective, Universal gives you, if you're, you know, early park, if you're staying on property, you get a whole hour.
Yeah.
A whole hour, you can get a lot of stuff done versus, I mean, 30 minutes is nice,
mm-hmm.
but it gives you, like you said, it's like one ride.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I did like the fact that they extended it. So I hope they keep the 60 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed. And the last one we have about the biggest news stories of 2021 is the return of Halloween and Christmas parties, but a little bit different because they were after hours events.
Yeah. So they had Boo Bash. That was the Halloween after hours event that replaced the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Mickey's Most Merriest After Hours, which replaced Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Sorry, it's a lot of titles.
Yes.
Keep straight in my head.
Yeah.
And we both did the Boo Bash, and I got to do the most merriest parties, and they're just party light, if you will, and just more expensive. But they are there. You can do them.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be pretty not happy if this is what they do going forward. Because again,
the
thing for us is just having small kids. Like, we can't, I mean, at least for us, mm-hmm. our kids go to bed, you know, when we're at Disney, maybe a little later, but we're not going to keep our kids personally up till like midnight or 1 in the morning.
No.
So I really hope they bring it back to where it's a normal hours. So that way our kids can do the Halloween and the Christmas stuff, because that would be, you know, like our daughter would love it.
She may be able to make it until like 11.
Baby Thor, no way.
No way.
For that kid would be throwing stuff. Done. And legitimately, when he gets mad, he actually throws things, which we're trying not to get him to do, but he has my temper. He's like, he would be throwing things at us until we took him to go to bed. But
we were all excited that they were bringing something like this back.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
In place of the parties, even if it was a little different and less convenient for us specifically, but it is an option. Yeah. So,
well,
so
it's just very out of, you know, it's out of the norm for, you think of Disney and Disney World as family friendly, like for kids, for families. And this is one of those things where it's, in no judgment on it necessarily. And obviously for us specifically, it's a bit of a, you know, not as convenient for us, but it's like, it's definitely more of a shift towards non-families, which is not in the normal range of what Disney does. So it's definitely out of character. So I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping it goes back. But again, I kind of have a feeling they may do this going forward because they get more money out of this and it doesn't take up park hours as much either.
Yeah.
So.
True.
And Jamie just now added a last minute one. I don't think you're allowed to do this.
Whatever. It's,
but this is a professional operation, okay? We have we have meetings before we go on here and we go over what's going to be here and you just throw this loop.
I am sorry, mister.
I went to journalism school.
No, you didn't.
I'll tell you that I didn't pay attention because I didn't go. But anyway, I doubt that they said this. Anyways, the last one we have in here is that there are longer festivals.
And really, this started 2020. I mean,
and this is specifically festivals at Epcot for those that may not be.
Yes. Aware. So, basically, the festivals all connect almost. There's a festival year round, with the exception of like 4 weeks when they're just taking down and setting up in between festivals. Mm-hmm. So, I think we had discussed this like a year ago, 2 years ago, before the shutdown, that. Eventually, we thought that they would have a summer festival, because before Flower and Garden would end at the end of May, and Food and Wine wouldn't start until like the end of August.
And
so,
then nobody went to Epcot.
And there was 3 months of no festival. And so, you know, with the pandemic and the reopening and everything, they're like, you know what? We're going to bring more people to Epcot. We need to have the festivals going on longer. So that's what they did. So Flower and Garden, you know, at least last year and this year, 120 plus days. Food and Wine, I think, is, was it like 90, 95 days or something like that. It's, you know, almost, it's like 3.5 months as well.
Yeah.
Festival of the Holidays is still the same amount. Festival of the Arts, still about the same amount, but still almost year long. So.
Well, I think that the trend is probably here to stay, because once Epcot's remodeling is done, you're going to have more attractions people want to do. But at the same time, too, they're going to offset that with taking crowds away from just attractions and stuff. So it's probably a trend that, you know, is here to stay, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Granted, in the middle of August, it's not the best time to have hot buttered cheese soup or whatever it is.
Right.
Or butter beer soup, whatever it is. But... Yeah, so, all right, well, that's all the news stories we have to review, unless you want to throw anything else in there.
The only thing I was going to mention was the reopening of the hotels that were shut down. They kind of slowly started reopening things.
Yeah.
Slowly did it, and I think the last one will be in 2022, but they're almost all open now, which is kind of nice to...
Yeah.
Finally get it all back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were functioning on like half the hotels were open when they reopened. It was really crazy.
Yeah. True.
So, yeah.
Okay. Now is that it?
No, that's it.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Jamie's adding things as we go here. I just want you to know, in journalism school, they specifically told... you ever see on the shows where they have like the hot mics with the hosts on like these major shows where like they start yelling at people? Have you seen those?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, anyways, like, yeah, they'll get mad and start yelling and tell people. In journalism school, they teach you if people add to your agenda, that's your reaction to have. You're supposed to yell. Yeah. That's why you get those hot mics from those hosts.
Okay.
But we can't. We're above that here.
Okay. You're so funny.
Anyways. But so the next one we had, the next bit we have is our personal favorites of 2021. But before we do that, we just want to mention, if you obviously it's too late to get some shirts or candles before Christmas, but if you would like some stuff for yourself, you get that extra cash for Christmas, or you know, gift cards, whatever it is, you can get yourself some shirts or some candles for the new year. Because what's a better way to break in the new year than looking good and smell, having your house smell fantastic? So if you go to ctmshirts.com, you can see all of the shirts and candles. We will be releasing a new, I may release it before we leave, because I think what we're going to do before we leave is we're going to do an out-of-town sale. We're going to be a used car dealership where the boss is out of town.
That's nice.
Since we're going to be in Missouri. And so orders won't be printed until, you know, we get back, which is going to be in 2022. But while we're gone, we're going to do, I'm debating between 15 to 20% off. I don't know. You guys let me know, which I'm sure people want more. But anyways, we're going to do a percentage off while we're out of town. And then so you can get shirts and candles at a discount. And we're going to release the new shirt we have, which is the Michael Scott I Declare Bankruptcy shirt. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever watched The Office, there's a scene where he's in debt and he declares bankruptcy by just yelling it out loud. And but in our shirt, he's declaring bankruptcy, but he has Mickey ears on. Because we're assuming he's declaring bankruptcy while he's at Disney.
Because of his Disney trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if he declared bankruptcy before Disney, he for sure was going to do it while he's at Disney. But yeah, that's the new shirt we have for, technically be for January. And we might have another one, but that one for sure is going to be released. So again, we're going to do a out-of-town sale, so you can get a discount there. But go to ctmshirts.com, and that discount will apply to all of the shirts and the candles. So if you still want, we'll have the fall and Christmas scents available until probably mid-January. So if you want to get some of those, get them now, because those will go away pretty soon. Those are seasonal. So
yeah.
But anyways, go to ctmshirts.com. And yeah, and just be sure if you order those, it's going to be probably about 2 weeks before you get it, because we can't print shirts when we're not at home.
That's true.
So anyways, hence the out of town sale. So
beginning of February or beginning of January, we'll start shipping stuff out again.
Yes. So again, ctmshirts.com, you can check it all out. So all right, well, let's talk about our favorite things about Disney in 2021.
Okay.
So do you want to go first?
Yeah, and this is specifically stuff that we got to do in the parks, like on our trips that we took. But up there with my number one was our Club 32 meetup.
Well, that was on my list too, so I'll put that. Okay, I'll agree with you.
I mean, and that was just, I mean, I haven't really ranked the other ones, but that was my number one. That was.
Oh, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. So I think that was almost, I don't want to say it's the ultimate highlight of it, but it was a very big highlight of the whole year.
Oh, yeah.
Ton of fun.
It was so fun. You know, we did the Magic Kingdom dessert party. I got to do Stingray University, the fireworks cruise. Like, there were so many things I had never done on that trip. Plus, getting to, like, see everybody I've met before and meet new faces and everybody from the club. And it was just so great. It was so fun.
The only thing that would have been nice if it wasn't freezing and raining for part of it.
You know what? You got to roll with it.
You got to roll with it.
You got to roll with it.
Maybe next year it'll be just fantastic weather. But yeah.
Yes. So. Yeah. So we already have our third annual dates planned and everything. So yeah, looking forward to that for 2022 for sure.
I guess that'd be a good time to say we will do sort of a mid-year one at Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Like a mini one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're looking, if you're in Club 32, that one will be coming up. So
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Yep.
I think that there's quite a few people going to that one too. So,
I think so.
It's like a mid-year meetup, but it's like, it's not the one we, yeah,
right.
It's, well, kind of two a year now, but anyways.
Right.
Well, I had a Club 32 one as well, but I'll just say the other one, what we did recently is we got to stay in the one bedroom at Riviera.
That was oh gosh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a huge highlight for us.
I feel like this one of those episodes on the shows where they do like the in and out stuff and it gets really cheesy, but I'm okay with it.
Hey, this is, it's about us. No. It's looking back on our year.
No, I know,
man.
But I'm looking at like the sitcoms and they'd be like, yeah, that one time Joey, remember when he ate that sandwich? They just blur back to him eating a sandwich.
Like, oh, you want like a retrospect.
Well, I feel like this is what this is.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
But we just did this a couple weeks ago. But that was a huge highlight of the whole year because first off, we love Riviera and that one bedroom is bonkers.
Yeah, it is.
But in a way, awesome. It was almost a negative because we only got like one night there.
I know.
It was almost cruel.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Got to figure out a way to stay there again.
Yeah. All right. What is so you agree Riviera was on?
I do agree. That was okay. Yeah, for sure. For okay. sure.
All right. Well, what's the one next one? Yours.
Another one of mine was just meeting new people in the parks, like people either like listeners from the show we'd never met before, or people that were in like the main group that we never met before, just like stopping us and saying hi, and like I don't know, it was so great. It was so great to meet everybody. Like I just love that.
I agree. Now, see, that play is sort of like the one where you just say, like, I love my family. When people say, what do you love? Because I didn't have that on my list, but I agree with you completely. But yes. Now, now I feel like the jerk because I didn't put that on my list. But I do agree.
You're making me sound like a jerk.
I'm just kidding.
Honestly, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful because sometimes, like, you know, it's just you and me, you know, sitting here talking into microphones. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you get feedback from people in the parks that say, like, we listen to you and like, you know, we like the show or whatever, it's like kind of like validates why we do what we do, you know?
For sure.
And
yeah.
So, and I love that we can like make a positive impact in people's like vacations and Disney life.
And not to be sappy, but like,
get sappy. Do it.
Give me a moment. No, like if you would have, you know, how long have we been doing the show now? 4 years?
4.5 years, my friend.
Going on 5 years is crazy.
Yes.
I mean, if you would have told me 5 years ago, doing what I was doing at the time, this is what you would be doing, what we'd be talking about, how it would go. I don't think I would have believed. I would have just been like that. No. Like,
nope.
It wouldn't have happened. And nope. It's sort of one of those things where, you know, you get to this time of year, like you have the Lieutenant Dan moment on New Year's where you're just like contemplating life. Mm-hmm. And I feel very blessed and lucky that we get to do what we do. And it is
100%.
And it is very, yep. Yeah, when you meet people, I mean, it's one thing when you doing what we do, like you said, we talk in the microphones, nobody's in front of it. I mean, we're live in Club 32, so we do talk to them, but
sure.
You know, when you meet people face to face and you get that feedback and you see the impact, like that is different. And like, it's just one of those things where that never gets old.
No.
And not from an ego standpoint, just of it's amazing how many people you can reach. And that's the cool part is like knowing you help people on stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's when I sit there and think about it, which I don't do much, but when I do think about it, I'm like, wow, like that's kind of crazy. And then it starts blowing my mind. And then I just, because I'm emotionally stunted, I just don't think about it much probably. I just move on.
No,
something's broken inside of me.
Oh, it still baffles me. Like it's, and I've talked about this with you before. But it's just like it still baffles me that we have people that listen to us. And I'm just like, it's just so crazy. I don't know. I feel awkward sometimes when I meet people. I'm like, oh hi. I'm like, how do I act? Where do I put my hands? I don't know.
You do put your hands on your face a lot. Yeah. I will just say when we started the show. I remember I brought it up to you, and your first thing you said was, well, who's going to want to listen to me? And I was like, you're fine. Like, I remember just brushing it off of like, don't worry about it. Like, because
letting that doubt creep in.
You still have that about you, but you're, sure. Listen, Jamie, people love you.
Oh, shut it. Don't do that. It's not about me. I'm talking about being.
No, I know. It's crazy. Like, honestly, it's like, it's just one of those things where, you know, as it's grown and everything like that, it's sort of just like, you know, it's hard to put into words. It's become a huge part of our lives and we love it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's one of those things where, you know, I don't know. It's just, you try and, I'm having a hard time putting in the words. Like, yeah, it's just one of those things that we're very thankful for. And mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. Yes, that you're right. That I should have had it on the list, but I did not. But
well, now you do.
I agree with you. I made it part of my list.
Okay.
I love when I hear people go, Jared, I love you. And I'm like, yes. Thank you. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kidding. I don't know how you're going to get out of this room with your head so big.
I'm clearly kidding. No. I will say there's been a few times I walk through the park and I'll hear somebody like yell something a ways away. Like I remember somebody yelling something about like I hate the Bears too or something. And I was like, what? And like looking around. But it's funny. Like it is fun in the parks. And
yeah, people it's awesome. Like that, so. What's another one for you? Because that was like that was my number two.
Yeah, and then I elaborated there, and then I started crying.
Tears.
So much emotion.
It's fine.
Let's see my next one here. I will say getting to celebrate our anniversary at California Grill. That was
wonderful.
That was great.
I liked that a lot. Really good food.
First off, it's my celebration that I love you very much, and we have 11 years together.
We do.
But we had no kids that night.
Also great.
Which was nice.
I love them, but also great not to.
And then the food was fantastic. So
yes,
and we, you know, we celebrated our 5th anniversary at California Grill. So we do that every 5 to 6 years. Every 6 years?
Apparently. Okay. 5 and 11. Yeah.
All right. Our 16th. That's odd. But yeah, 16th anniversary. We'll do it then.
17th. 11 plus 6 is 17.
Yeah, I don't do math in my head. Oh, you're right. Okay. Whatever. You'll let me know when we do it. Anyways.
Sure.
You're the one that plans all this stuff.
I do. Yeah. No, that was fun. And that, we did that a meetup weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I
and we were joined by Beckers and the Cooper brothers as well.
Kind of. They were like there, but they weren't at our table.
I mean, they joined us and then they sat 10 feet away. It was fine.
So funny. You want to hear my next one?
I would love nothing more.
Well, my next one that I put was Merriest After Hours.
Oh, yeah. The one I didn't get to.
Most Merriest After Hours. And I talked about the parties coming back and being happy about it. But while I miss not having my husband and my kids with me when I did it, I love Christmas at Disney. Like, love it. And seeing the parade, seeing the fireworks show, the stage show, the food, the ambiance, the lights, and like having it being an after hours event where there's not a lot of people there, it was all great. I have like, I don't think I had one complaint about it.
Other than just being really late at night.
Well, besides that, that was like one of, that was like basically it. And the price.
Which, well, yeah.
Yeah. But man, I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I want to do it again next year. But you know, it's still like, if, again, we're reiterating what we said before, but like our kids are still too young to do it. So it may just be like a Jared and I thing. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So
what's your next one, sir?
My next one is, this is also one you didn't do.
Oh, okay.
You weren't allowed. Anyways, when I had my daddy-daughter day at Animal Kingdom, when I took her to go do the animation experience.
Ah, yes.
Like, I think it was in the spring, I believe, or early summer.
Yeah, I think it was the summer.
Maybe in the summer. No, it was just a fun day, though. It was just her and I, and just, you know, we just spent the whole morning in there, and like she wanted to go like we're walking through we walking through the Tree of Life, and then she's like, we should go live. And I was like,
in Club 32.
Yeah. And so she wanted to go live, so we went live together, and she wanted to tell everyone what was going on, and then we went and did it. Well, granted, the animation experience wasn't really, you know, she was kind of bored by it, which the cast members gave her stuff to color, but it was really fun, like just her and I hanging out doing stuff. And
that's sweet.
It was a lot of fun. It was one of the highlights of my year.
Yes.
Because she's also very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking, like, Daddy, I love you. I'm like,
aw.
What do you want? And whatever it wants, you can have all of it. But anyways.
Well, my next one is being able to celebrate the kids' birthdays and my mom's birthday at the actual parks this year, because I've never done that before.
I was gonna admit that one was up there too. Yeah.
Yeah. We've never been there during birthdays for mine, for yours, for our kids.
Yeah, that was
a lot of fun. It was the first time, and so like we made a little longer trip than usual, and you know it's in the middle of July, so it's the weather was just, it was cool breezes, and it was just low humidity. No, it was pretty hot, but it was great. Our daughter got dressed up in her Elsa dress. And
I think like every cast member told her happy birthday.
Oh man, she had a nice like braid, and like, oh, she felt so fancy, and it was just magical. I don't know. That's a crazy word to use. It was magical. I loved it.
It was also baby Thor's birthday celebration.
Yeah, it was my mom and the kids.
He was not as vocal in his love of it, but he was fine.
He was like, what are we doing here? but no, I really liked that. And I hope maybe this next year we could be in the parks for hours.
Yeah, I don't think, I just have a prediction that your mom probably is not going to allow her birthday to be celebrated anywhere else but Disney now.
Yeah.
That she's experienced that. Yep. So yeah, I think that may be
given. Like, yeah.
Well, she told me, she's like, I'm not doing my birthday any other place than here with your children. And I was like, okay.
Okay, mama.
Like, she told me, like, I was telling her she couldn't. And I was like, right. I'm not saying you can't do these things, but yeah.
That's funny.
She's very adamant, so.
Right.
I believe that could become a tradition thing, so.
Okay.
Let's see. My next one would be being able to do the Ratatouille opening was fun.
The annual pass holder preview.
Yeah. That was cool to be able to do that and experience
that. That's the only time I've ridden it.
Yeah. A new ride. Granted, when we talked about it when we reviewed it, it's not like the most groundbreaking ride in the world, but it was fun to do and our kids liked it. And
it was cute. It was cute. Yeah. I don't like it as much as Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
No, but it's always exciting. Like it was a new ride in a new part. I mean, they had a new whole area for it, so that part was it was really cool. Like,
yeah, I did like it.
Yeah,
it's cute. You want my next one?
I don't, but go on.
My next one is staying at the new hotels we got to stay at. Most notably was the Flamingo Crossing hotels. So we've kind of made it a point to stay pretty much at all the hotels that are around that area. It says now Disney owns it, mm-hmm. and they're developing it, and it's very close to the parks, very convenient, and the prices are really good for what you get. You know, you can get like one bedroom, two bedroom suites. You can still get studios, you know, but the prices are just great. So we've been kind of making our way through all of those, and there's two that just opened that we'll be staying at here in 2022, and so I really liked being able to experience those. Mm-hmm. And as well as, you know, we both stayed at Bay Lake Tower for the first time.
We did.
For the 50th.
Both the Flamingo Crossing, I didn't have on my list, but I was going to perhaps mention, I was going to mention being able to be there for the 50th was...
Was yours one, did, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That was also one of my... I left that off my list.
We can add it.
Oh my goodness.
Here we go.
Okay. But yeah, Bay Lake Tower and, you know, being there for the 50th, obviously. And then over at Universal, Hard Rock Hotel and Portofino Bay.
Yes.
We get to stay at all those. So, you know, we're kind of making our way through all the Disney owned, Universal owned hotels and,
mm-hmm.
and,
yeah,
getting to review them. And
I mean, the Flamingo Crossing thing was one of those where we had a lot of people requesting us to talk about like some off-property hotels,
mm-hmm.
and so like when we got over there, like I love that area,
yeah,
and it's becoming, now that they got that Target there and there's gonna be more stuff coming in, like that is our for sure go-to off-property spot. And
walking distance to Target may be the best. I'm just kidding. Actually, I mean, very serious. It's actually a very nice
park. It is walking distance, but it's not like,
oh, it's 100% walking distance.
I mean, okay, it's like, it'd probably be like a 5-10 minute walk, but yeah, it is.
That is walking distance, sir.
I agree. I'm just saying, it's you can still take a car there, but yes, it is walking distance to Target. Please don't punch me.
I'm not going
to
punch you. I'm
like
just
you're
saying.
Getting very worked up over
I'm
here.
I'm just saying, like, think of all the other places around Disney that are walking distance to Target.
Well,
it ain't many.
I don't think any.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like, agreed. We're off. Okay.
Sorry, Jeez. I'm vocal. I'm very vocal.
Fired up about Target.
I am.
No, but like it's to the point where, I mean, for us, like when we're at Disney extended time, like when we have a one bedroom, the trips, especially for the kids and us, just go so much better. Like it actually makes way more sense for us to just do that. So that's why we've stayed there quite a bit. Plus the price is really good. In Flamingo Crossing's 5-10 minutes from Disney, but most of the park. So it's a really good spot there. I would like to get it renamed to Lee Crossing, but it probably won't happen. But I put a petition in there. But
you make a joke.
I make a joke. The other one I was going to say regarding the 50th was being able to, we got to spend time with my brother and his family down there on the 50th.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And our daughter went crazy spending time with her cousins. And
she went for the first time by herself with her cousins and they had a good time. So it was
alone with her family at Disney at 5.
Yeah. And she didn't care at all. She was fine with
it. She did no care.
She dropped me so fast. The minute I was like, I was proud. Like, she clearly wanted it because that was the night I was going to record I was going to live stream the last Happily Ever After. Mm-hmm. And her cousin, like, that was a really cool moment because, like, her and her cousin were literally like having the time of their life as 5-year-olds should at Disney. And they were just, and I was like, you know, I was like, well, do you want to, you know, and I was like, do you want to go? I asked my brother before, I was like, do you care if she goes with you? And he's like, oh, I don't care. And so I said something to her, and she was like so happy. And then literally, she's like, okay, bye, daddy, and just ran off. And I was like, well, okay, like, it goes over. But no, it was really cool. She had a great time, and it was, I was glad. And just, you know, we see my brother and his family throughout the year, but it was nice. Like, mm-hmm. every 2 years, we kind of see him in the parks and they get to go hang out and stuff. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And another hotel I forgot, we stayed at Wilderness Lodge.
We can just put it. We stayed at a lot of hotels. We can just put it under the list.
Fine. Okay. I won't talk about that anymore. Goodness. But my last one on the list that I did that I was very, that one of my favorite things was Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty fun.
You and Becker's had a good time.
We had a great time. It's not my like vibe usually, but I was okay. I did okay, you know.
It looked like yeah. I know you guys had a good time.
I don't know. I don't think I'd do it again, but. I mean, if someone asked me to go, I might, but...
You just opened that way up for Becker's to go next year and ask you. Because basically this year was her going and one of... Her threat was one of you is coming with me. And I'm like, I'm not going.
Right. I was like, I guess it'll be me. Yeah.
So basically you're going to go in 2022.
I mean, if I get dragged there, yeah.
You can't break tradition.
It's a tradition now? Oh, dang.
I mean, you set it up.
Okay.
The ones I got left, I got a couple on my list. I'll just run through real quick.
Okay.
This isn't directly Disney, but the launching of 1920 Candle Company was awesome.
Yep.
Like that was, and you guys for supporting it. That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
That's been a whole adventure. And yeah, it's been busy, but great. And it's always fun to do stuff like that. Let's see, dinner at Topolino's.
Love dinner at Topolino's.
That was fun as well.
April, yes.
I will say, speaking of Universal, this first year we actually experienced like the Express Pass over there.
Yeah.
Love it. To the point where not having it now, I'm like, well, dang it.
They're like, now we got to stay at the premier hotels every time.
Now I feel like a peasant. I remember the first we had it and we went back and I remember standing in line just texting you. I was like, I feel like a peasant in line now.
You know, we could just upgrade to premier AP and you get Express after 4.
Yeah, I know. We could. We might, actually. but the last one I was going to say is our daughter's journey with rides this year has been...
Yes,
I mean, she started the year out where she was... We kind of had to talk her into getting onto Barnstormer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did. She loved it. And then doing Seven Dwarfs. And then kind of like... She rode Big Thunder and she was kind of like, it was too much for her. And then, you know, all of a sudden now, like, she rode, you know, Fly the Hippogriff over at Universal, rode Big Thunder again and loved it. She rode Expedition Everest, liked it. She told me she was a little freaked out by it, but she still, she's like, I'll do it again, but not right away. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Where she's just become this little daredevil. It's just really fun to, like, watch your children grow and experience that, and to the point now where I'm like, fantastic. Now I'm going to have to ride rides. I know they're right because I'm her riding buddy.
Well, she's grown quite a bit too. So she wasn't able to ride any of that until now.
Yeah.
And
I'm not going to put I don't like roller coasters, but I'm not going to put that on her. So I'll just, you know.
She rode Everest. I know. You didn't.
Well, she also went, you like that ride too, though.
I do like that ride.
I'll end up riding. Because here's the thing. Club 32 people were like, I want video of me on it. I was like, I don't scream or yell. I just basically...
Oh, he growls.
I grab stuff and just grunt and growl. Like, it's not like I have a screaming face or anything, but yeah, it's just... We'll see. So I imagine the next year will be me getting a lot more rides that I don't necessarily enjoy, but I will do them for our daughter.
Yes.
And hope she stays away from Tower of Terror.
Yes.
He goes, Daddy, let's ride it. I'm like, okay. But yeah, so that's everything on my list.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I think the only other thing that I had a good time with was doing Blizzard Beach. You know, we did that for the first time together.
That's the first time I did a Disney water park. So yeah.
I had been there as a kid.
Yeah.
It'd been forever. So that was fun getting to take the kids to do that. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Overall, it was a banner year in the Lee household.
A banner year.
A banner year.
Like a Bruce Banner year. Yes.
That's true.
Agreed. You know what else is it gave you a banner year?
Delicious hot coffee.
And if you didn't have coffee, that would not be a banner year. You'd be like, I did not have coffee all year, and I woke up mad every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you want to have a banner year in 2022, stock up on that coffee, because if not, it won't happen, I'm guessing. So if you go to ctmexpedition.com, that will automatically save you 15% off of every single order that you place. And no promo code needed or you need to remember. It'll just automatically apply it like magic, and you can get... fantastic coffee delivered straight to your house, which is it's really good coffee, subtly flavored. It's a great small business. They've been with us for a long time now. And the coffee is just really good. Like, we don't promote anything we don't personally use, which is why we don't promote much stuff outside of our own stuff. But I can say I drink Expedition every morning. It's great coffee. And I also smell our candles all the time. That's why we talk about those too. But yeah, so if you go to ctmexpedition.com, that'll save you 15% off every single order, and you get all the new ones. Like, they do still have the eggnog, they have the winter flavors, cinnamon the churro, the New Orleans praline is still my favorite. And if you don't know which ones they get, if they have the sampler pack, get that. You can also get gift cards from them for Christmas if you want to give that to somebody. So, and the bags are basically works of art. They're fantastic. So, again, go over to ctmexpedition.com, and that'll save you 15% off every single order. And they ship very quickly as well.
Yes.
It shows up very fast. So, and they're good people, good company, and we love them. So, again, go check them out. Expedition Roasters, ctmexpedition.com. So,
very good.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the show, which will be the last show of 2021. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're going to take the week off next week. We'll be in Missouri. But like I said, we will be doing the Wisdom Chat on the Wisdom app on Tuesday, the 28th at, it'll be 8 p.m. Central Time. So those will be, the link for that will be in the show notes. So if you just download the app, and like I said, I believe it's only for iPhones. So if you have Android, complain to them. But yeah, so it's got a lot of potential. It's kind of like a Clubhouse meets a TikTok in a way, the kind of way it's set up. Yeah, so if you don't have the app, I'll have the link in there. You just follow us on there, and then when we're going to live, we'll talk about it in the Facebook group and in the Club 32 as well. So we'll get plenty of heads up. So yeah, we'll just go in there, and we can bring people on, sort of like a call-in show, and just chat with people. So if you got any questions, or we can talk about whatever, just whatever pops up. So
yeah,
go check that out. It's called Wisdom App, and we'll put all this stuff in the show notes as well. So. And also follow us on social media. We've got Instagram is at CapTheMagic. TikTok is at CaptureTheMagic. We have the Capture Magic Facebook community. Obviously, we have Club 32. If you go join there, cteamvip.com. And if you want to check out the shirt, cteamshirts.com. So that'll do it. So
yes.
Thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. And have a very Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year's.
Yes.
Because we won't talk to you guys until then.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. We'll be back in the new year.
Yeah. So be safe. Have a great holiday. Enjoy your families. And we'll see you fresh and, I was going to say bright and early, but we'll see you fresh and ready to go in 2022.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, and as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in 2022.
I see what you did there.